All right, let's get to our picks. You know, we do it every single Friday at this time as we get ready on a Football Friday, not only for an Eagles game, but a slate of NFL games. Let's do our picks for this week.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
All righty. A little bit of separation between me and John. Not much. Last week I went 2-1. He went 1-2. So I'm 13-8. He's 10-11. A little bit of separation. But we'll see as we make the turn to late October what we've got. John, your first pick this week. What are you looking at?
I'm going to take the Dolphins. I don't like this line necessarily, -3.5, but I just think they're really cruising. They're about ready to explode because you got Tua coming back. You got Tyreek Hill also excited to be back with Tua. And it's all coming together at the right time,
dude,
for that offense.
I got the exact same game. I was surprised. So the Dolphins are 3.5-point favorite versus Arizona. I mean, if Tua wasn't there, then no. But he is. So, yes. Yeah. And let's just say this. Aside from the game, you know, let's really hope Tua stays okay. Because if you can't have too many more of these. This is scary.
It's really frightening.
It is. It really is. Especially
it's such
when you know
a series.
The Junior Seau stuff Andre
and
Wooders.
Against Junior.
You know? Yeah.
That all everything that we know now.
Yep.
Oh, man.
He's not going to wear that helmet, is he?
No, he's not.
Well,
he's not wearing the special helmet.
All right, John.
And that is his prerogative.
Yeah.
But, man.
What do you got as your second pick?
I'm going to take the Eagles. I do think if we show up with the right attitude, it really is attitude. We will we'll take it to these guys. I know it's tight. I know it's tough. I want this game so bad. I don't know if it's ill-advised that I feel so strongly about this. I think that we can show up. Like our young defenders, that does set a tone for a team. And I know we haven't played team-wide with that toughness. But I think it's coming.
All right, I'm going to go with the Patriots. And, guys, I picked it. So, first of all, for those listening, with the Eagles, what John just said, it's their 2.5-point underdog. So, John's saying the Eagles plus the 2.5. I've got the Patriots plus 7. The Patriots are home. They're against the Jets. I picked the Jets, I think, a few times this year. It didn't work out. To heck with them. I'm going the other way. And, look, the Jets will probably win this game, and they certainly should. But 7's a little hefty. I'm going with New England to keep it at least kind of close.
The Raiders and the Chiefs, we know the Chiefs are undefeated. My gosh. Raiders getting 9.5 points here. And the Chiefs have had their issues. These are divisional slugfests, usually, between the Chiefs and Raiders. And it's a single digit in most cases. Gardner Minshew, I like him a lot. He seems scrappy, like the kind of guy who can just be insurgent against the Chiefs. And we know that Kelsey's not quite where he needs to be, and Patrick Mahomes has been, you know, up and down. So it's not going to be 9.5 points. I think the Raiders will lose, but by, you know, 7.
All right, and my third pick, I was shocked by this line. I got the Packers -3.5 at the Jags. I know the Jags and Doug survived last week, but, I mean, they're not good. So, Green Bay, just to clean up in Jacksonville.
Green Bay is good.
Like, I think so, too.
I like that team and that quarterback and
I'm just surprised.
Their potential.
This is a low line for, I think, one team being significantly better than the other. So, we'll say. All right, with that, those are our picks for week whatever the hell we're at of the National Football
Eight.
League.
Eight.
Week 8.
That is crazy.
It
used to be the halfway point, Joe.
It did.
It does not feel like we have revved it up for half a season.
Well,
we
that
need
bye
the, we
just
need the Eagles to rev
us.
It up. Yeah, we need the Eagles
and
to rev
Tampa.
It up. All right.
I agree.